It's my pleasure to welcome to the show Paula Deen, as she has just told me she's somewhere out in North Carolina, which is pretty good for me because that's where my in-laws live. And I think you sound like my mother-in-law, and I hope you take that as a compliment.
Oh. I do. If she's from the South, I take that as a compliment, David.
You are coming to Columbia, so you got a long way to go from North Carolina to Columbia by the time that this airs.
Right. I've been out in the country at Craftmasters, the people that does the fabric for my furniture line. I've been going over all that. So now we're on our way driving to the airport for me to come to Columbia.
When you're here, you'll be at Barnes & Noble to talk about your new book, At the Southern Table with Paula Deen. Please introduce us to that book.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy to introduce you. I said, I think that's fast going to become my favorite of my cookbooks, David, because it each recipe has a picture. And I love that. That makes it very clear for the person, you know, using my recipes. And I've got a chapter in there for menu planning. I've planned menus. That's always my least favorite part of cooking. It's planning the menu. So we've got that, and I get into some tablescaping. So it's just a great book. There's some lighter recipes. There's like delectable recipes. There's a chapter on breakfast items, and on there's a soup chapter. So it's a very well-rounded book. And yes, I'm going to be at Barnes & Noble on Friday, October the 6th, from 6 to 8 p.m., and I hope all my friends will come out and join us, because we're gonna have some laughs.
Let me ask you a couple of questions in regard to the book, but also more importantly to the food and talking about food. All right, in the book, I think that there is a recipe for a coconut pecan pie. Now, you tell me, how do you pronounce P-E-C-A-N?
I pronounce it, David, the way it's spelled, pecan.
You know,
is that right?
Well, yes.
It's not P-E-C-O-N.
It is it is right if you're in my in-law side. My wife and I go around and around about this, and we're fighting over how to get our daughter to pronounce it, because I want to pronounce it the North Missouri way, and she wants to pronounce it the Southeast USA way. And I have a feeling you're winning on this one.
Well, you know, Mr. Jimmy, and I'm referring to the President of the United States, Mr. Jimmy Carter, was raised about 35 miles down the road from me, David. And I asked Mr. Jimmy, wait, what is the correct pronunciation for that word? Because I noticed he said it differently from me. And he said, Paula, there's actually four correct pronunciations. Pecan. So, and he said all four are correct.
Well, bless him and bless you for allowing me to say it the way I want to say it then and not be incorrect. All right, my next...
That's exactly right.
My next...
You are correct.
Thank you. My next question has to do with something. When I told my wife I was going to talk to Paula Deen, the first word out of her mouth was grits. So you're going to have to explain why grits are so important to Southerners.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sure many years ago, David, it was important to Southerners because we were poor. You know, a lot of farmers and things like that. And it's a delicacy that is still to this day so inexpensive, but so delicious. But you got to know how to cook them and how to serve them. And that's with salt and pepper and butter and cheese, if you like cheese. You know, put a little cream in the water. It's just... I think it really filled a lot of need.
Another question.
One, it was delicious. Another, it was economical.
Mm-hmm. I have another question in regard to Southern cooking. Now, your book is called At the Southern Table with Paula Deen. You're recognized for your Southern recipes. How far north can Southern food infiltrate?
You know, I have found that California is a huge supportive state for me. Indiana, Ohio, the Midwest. You know, there's no gate keeping us out of certain areas of the country. I know some people, you know, may have a hard time finding grit. But, you know, with today's world and our internet and all, you can order and get anything you want no matter where you live.
Do you, when you go north, do you find maybe you can't enjoy the food as much as you would in the south? I guess I'm asking if northerners are able to cook comparably to southerners, have their own special regional identification through food like the south does.
You know, I've not really tasted what I call authentic southern cooking outside of the south.
Yep.
But I'm sure there's probably some people out there that do have it down, or their version of southern cooking. But when you get in Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, South Carolina, I'm telling you, and Louisiana, oh my gosh, Louisiana has fabulous food. I love the Cajun and the French influence that they have in their food. The South, and you know, we eat more vegetables, David, in the South than any other region of the country I've ever been to.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes Southern cooking gets a bad rap. And I don't understand that unless it's because fried chicken is such a staple. And biscuits. And of course, those two things are real fattening, but they're real delicious too.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yes, I do agree with that. Before I have to let you go, I'm curious. When Paula Deen is out traveling, I don't know how you are particular about what you eat, but I'm curious about how you would answer this question. If I were just to say to you, what is one of the best meals that you have eaten lately that you didn't fix? Does anything come to mind that sticks out in your mind?
David, last night we had the most incredible meal at a restaurant. I said, I think it's my favorite new restaurant. It's called Rule, R-U-L-E.
Hmm.
And it is in, what town is it in? Oh my gosh, where were we last night?
We're outside Charlotte.
We were in Hickory, North Carolina.
I know of Hickory, North
and
Carolina.
And that meal was so good, I can't tell you. And they made us try everything, and they brought all the desserts. It's the best desserts I've ever had in a restaurant.
Hmm. I'm going to put that on my must-eat-at list, Rule in Hickory, North Carolina.
Yes, Rule, R-U-L-E.
Got it.
And the folks that own it is locally owned, and they're so nice.
Well, there you go. They're going to like that pitch that you just made for them.
Question to answer.
Excellent. I need to let you go, but we're going to look forward to your visit to the Barnes & Noble at Columbia Mall Friday evening from 6 to 8, talking about your new book, At the Southern Table with Paula Deen. It has been a pleasure to talk to you.
Yes.
Safe travels to you, please.
Well, thank you, Steve. The pleasure was all mine.